Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
So at 6:30 this morning, I get this text. Can you buy a fish tank and all the stuff we need on your way home, please? A fish tank.
First of all, that's not a swing by. It's not like picking up a gallon of milk at Quick Trip.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Millions of Americans in the Southeast waking up without power after Storm Helene blew through that region. Of course, made landfall on Friday as a hurricane. At least 116 people are dead. Several states dealing with issues, including in western North Carolina, where they're facing some flooding that that state hasn't seen in more than 100 years. Describing it as biblical, here's the Canton mayor, Zach Smathers.
This is apocalyptic, not just for Canton, but the entire region.
Apocalyptic, the word he used there. In Asheville, Faith Abube is there from ABC.
In Asheville, many residents growing desperate. Cell service and potable water out for days. In Lake Lure, homes splintered and reduced to rubble. Boats and docks piling up, towns turned into lakes. Roads sliced in half, cutting residents off from critical help. At one point, North Carolina DOT forced to close more than 400 roads, deeming them unsafe for travel.
You hear what she said there? Homes splintered, reduced to rubble, boats and docks piling up, towns turned into lakes. All happening in our country to the south.
Where
right
do you
now.
Start?
Right. I mean, we're looking at some of the video, just the mud and debris. Outside is some of the man-made things like boats, but just the debris from the lakes and the oceans that have been left in some of these spots.
We talked about this before. You know, like I've covered a number of tornadoes here in the Midwest, as have you. You go to these areas that, yes, where that damage occurs, it can be devastating, but
right.
They're typically smaller areas. When you have an entire region that's devastated, right? Where do you start?
Listen to what Andrew Dimbert here said from ABC. I can't even fathom what he says here as far as the statistics.
The National Weather Service now says the total volume of water that Helene and another system dispensed over a five-day period was 40 trillion gallons of water.
40 trillion gallons over the course of, what, 5 days? And so they're dealing with that now. More rain could roll through that spot. And there's still, by the way, an expectation that the death toll will go up. There's still search and recovery taking place again today in that area as Helene has rolled through. This is the largest storm that hit the country since Irma in 2017. This thing is 420 miles wide as it rolled across with tropical storm force winds.
7:15 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Talk about the Brewers playoff run. We know what time the Brewers play. Opponent TBA. That's next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Are you ready, Brewers fans? The playoffs begin tomorrow in Milwaukee at AmFam Field. Game one of the playoffs start at 4:32 in our best of three series. Game two is Wednesday at 6:38. So 4:32 tomorrow, 6:38 is the start time for game two. Game three, if necessary, will be played on Thursday. So who are they going to play? That's the big question. Well, there's a doubleheader today that will determine. The Mets and the Braves will play in their doubleheader today. That'll figure everything out. So here's what is going to happen. If there's a sweep, so if the Braves win both games or if the Mets win both games, then that team would play the Padres, the winner would. So if the Mets sweep, then they go play the Padres and the Diamondbacks come to Milwaukee.
Now, really, you have an interest in seeing the Diamondbacks, thank you.
It would have to be a sweep from either team. The Braves would have to sweep or the Mets would have to sweep for the Diamondbacks to come here. Otherwise, if they split, then the Mets come back and return for hopefully a two-game quickie on Tuesday. So here's the thing, though. A split does seem to be more likely because you have no incentive to win both games. All you got to do is win one and you're in. So if you're the Mets, you win one and you're in. If you're the Braves, you win one and you're in. So
You have position players pitching. And
yeah, unlikely. Right. Unlikely you'd have a sweep because you want to set up your pitching for the next series anyway.
Baseball's weird, though, man.
You're
right.
Baseball is
so
weird. We'll find out today. Doubleheader starts around noon our time, Braves and Mets.
4 weeks in a row, Eric Bold Predictions Bilstead. Looking smarter every week.
Checking down one, Darnold. Again deep, and it picked off! Intercepted! For a fourth time in four games, McKinney does it again! That time stopping the Vikings deep in Packer territory.
CBS Sports on the call. Packers safety Xavier McKinney, whom Eric absurdly predicted would have 10 interceptions on the season, is now nearly halfway there.
Here we go.
Played 4 weeks. McKinney's third quarter pick there, part of a furious Packers comeback against the Vikings. Not enough, as we know. Vikings put up 28 points in the first half. Beat the Packers 31-29. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
This is a humbling league at times, and credit to them. They did more than we did to win the game, and we got to bounce back from it. We got to learn from it and get better.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love, LaFleur confirmed what we pretty much saw, just got better as the game went on. Yeah. It looked rusty to start. Threw for 389 yards and four touchdowns.
Totally thought they were winning that game. Oh my!
You were there.
I was there, and you could see the shift. You could feel the momentum change. Totally thought Green Bay was winning.
And you could feel that among the lot of purple there.
Yeah.
This guy's getting nervous.
There's a Vikings fan in front of us who was being all shucks and kind of nice and all that. I saw he got a text on his phone. He held it up and looked at it and said, uh-oh.
His buddy's texting.
His buddy was texting.
Dude.
We are in trouble.
Right. Packers did miss a pair of field goals as well. Easy math there. That could have been the difference. Vikings go to 4-0. Packers at 2-2. We've now got the Rams on the road. Rams just lost to the Bears. 3:25 kick on Sunday. And tonight, Monday Night Football doubleheader. Week 4 in the NFL will conclude with a 6:30 kickoff, Tennessee at Miami. And then the Lions play in that second game, which will run concurrently for a while as they host the Seahawks. That game at 7:15 tonight.
Happy Monday!
It's time to look at the week ahead.
What a Monday morning.
The week ahead on Wisconsin's Morning News. What are you going to see in your timeline? What's on your news feed? What will pop up on your Facebook account? What will you watch on TMJ4 News? What will you see on the other local stations? What's on the radio? What's in the paper?
Why don't you just tell me what's going on?
All right, let's just do it. Starting today and starting tonight, MPS is going to host a series of town hall meetings to discuss possible improvements to the district, mergers, closures of schools perhaps. So there's a handful of these. The first one's tonight at Rufus King. So you'll hear a lot of people, a lot of parents, a lot of citizens and residents of the area asking specific questions.
As we say
tonight.
In the business, they'll be sounding off.
Sounding off. Breaking their silence. Yes.
Speaking
all
out.
Eyes. Media day today for the Bucks is this morning. Don't forget, Bucks basketball starts up here pretty soon. And Ryan Routh, the man accused of attempting to assassinate former President Donald Trump in Florida at the golf course, he's scheduled to be in court later this morning. I don't know what's not happening tomorrow because everything is happening tomorrow. It's Tuesday. The Brewers, game one of the playoffs wild card round, will start at AmFam Field. 4:32 first pitch. Don't know who they're playing yet. Game two, it'll be 6:38 first pitch on game two on Wednesday.
Could be a game three Thursday,
Only
if we need it because it's a best of three series.
Also Tuesday, former President Trump will tour in Dane County. Then he's going to stump in Milwaukee at Discovery World Tuesday afternoon during the game, by the way. That's going to be happening. Second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, also in Milwaukee on Tuesday. We have a debate Tuesday night. The VP candidates, J.D. Vance and Tim Walz, will go mano y mano on Tuesday night on CBS. Microphones can be muted if the network decides, but no, there'll be hot mics on Tuesday night. Also Tuesday, still going on Tuesday, happy birthday to former President Jimmy Carter. Oh yeah, they'll be partying up. I don't know if there's any big birthday celebrations for the former president. 100 years old.
I thought he was in hospice, right?
He is, but still going.
Still there.
Still going, so I love it. All right, moving on. Also Tuesday, we're not done. Longshore workers at ports from Maine to Texas are set to walk off the job, and it could be one of the most disruptive strikes in U.S. economy in decades. They haven't had one this bad in a long time. How bad could it be?
It's estimated that a strike would cost somewhere around $5 billion a day.
Boom. All right. So that's one of the issues they're dealing with, this longshore worker walk-off that could happen again tomorrow. Wednesday, Rosh Hashanah starts. The Jewish New Year begins at sundown. On Friday, another debate. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Eric Hovde debate Friday night in Madison at the movies.
You can do anything you want.
The sun comes. Joker Folie à Deux kicks off the second Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn.
All these people. I will no longer allow any of you to stop your
sign. Yep, yep.
Where does this occur?
So this is like the creation of Joker. This is a more
so this
like...
this backs it up before the last.
Yeah, and this
Joker
is more drama-ish than like your typical Joker superhero movies.
It's okay, baby.
He's kind of like, I don't know. It's different. It's a unique taste. And that is your week ahead.
Break down all the playoff scenarios for your Milwaukee Brewers with host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio, at 7:45.
Have you begun your holiday shopping yet?
Not. Well, some for what, people... Halloween?
Well, we'll get to that in the coming days of how much that's going to cost. With just months to go until the holiday shopping season officially begins, experts are giving an early look at what toys will be flying off the shelves this year.
What will be the hottest toys topping kids' wish list this year? We got the scoop from Toy Insider's James Zahn. Popular pick is Tile Town. You can build Bluey's house with magnetic pieces and have the characters spin around on the action tile Kiwi rug. Canoodle Ultimate Champion, the electronic version of a puzzle game made popular on TikTok, is a must-have for kids and adults of all ages, according to Zahn. Some popular classics are also back, from Crayola's Color Light Wand to the Darth Vader bot for Star Wars fans.
That's ABC's Lana Moise there. So, yeah, the Canoodle Ultimate Champion, electronic version of a puzzle game.
I don't know that any of those is, like, the must-have, right? I mean, Bluey's pretty popular.
Yeah,
I like Bluey.
Anything Bluey is hot for the kiddos.
This is a part, you know, as a parent, when your kids get older, I've been racing to this point, like, so I could take a breath, right?
Yeah, okay.
But around the holidays, man, when the kids open that gift that makes them scream.
Oh, like, yeah, that, awesome.
I can't believe we got that.
Yes.
He definitely missed that.
Right? Absolutely. Oh, 1,000%.
Do I hear any screamers in there, though? Anything?
Darth Vader bot? I don't think so. I mean, it's some, I can show you a picture of it. It's not really,
I mean,
nothing.
There's no Tickle Me Elmo that's the big thing, or Cabbage Patch doll.
I think that was always contrived anyway. It was always like manufactured, like, hey, you gotta buy this.
We don't have enough. We don't have
enough. Everyone's like, oh, well, I gotta buy that.
Yes. This report brought to you by Steinhoffels. Visit them at steinhoffels.com. At 7:42 this Monday morning, would you share the text that you received from your daughter this morning?
From my kid, my 13-year-old?
Yes, please.
So at 6:30 this morning, I get this text. Can you buy a fish tank and all the stuff we need on your way home, please? A fish tank.
First of all, that's not a swing by. It's not like picking up a gallon of milk at Quick Trip. Like, buy a new fish tank, et cetera, et cetera. What had happened was...
Well, so she needs a place for her fish. Because what happened was, middle of the night, 13-year-old comes into our room in the middle of the night. It's literally midnight, and says, hey, my fish tank is leaking. I'm like, what are you talking about? So I walk up there and... Yeah, no joke. Her fish tank is actually leaking. Like, I looked up, you know, I'm like looking at all the stuff to make sure it's not, you know, water's not somehow coming up a wire and dripping out from like the filter or something. I don't know if the filter's leaking it or whatever. So I pull the plug on it and no, the fish tank is leaking, this 10-gallon tank. So Angie's grabbing all these towels. We're trying to mop it all.
Is it pouring at this point?
It's a nice steady trickle. Like, and I shift it off. It's, you know, it's on like this little end stand, and I shift it a little bit. All of a sudden, it's doing it a little bit more.
Okay.
So I had to siphon a good half of it out into a bucket first before I could pick it up because fish tank is heavy with when it's full of water.
What is the status of the tank's inhabitant?
Well, see, that's what she's worried about. She's worried about Taco Tuesday or fish. So that's why she's asking
the
me.
Fish's name.
Yes. Fish is Taco Tuesday.
The story keeps getting better.
So Taco Tuesday's sitting in a bowl right now, and she's worried about that. That's why she wants a fish tank, because she doesn't think her fish is going to survive.
Are you going to do it? Are you going to swing by and pick up a new tank all the fixins?
I don't know about that yet. Got to figure out another plan for the
marbles
fish.
That go in the bottom. And
yeah, I don't know if I want to start from scratch today. Still got
decorative
another
little house.
The other fish tank is sitting in the patio right now, just leaking water as we speak.
So. More concerned about that.
Yeah.
744, Brewers Extra Innings host Dom Catronio joins us next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Packers 31-29 losers to the Vikings. They travel next to Los Angeles, 3:25 kick against the Rams on Sunday.
Brewers fall to the Mets, but who cares? The buzz is on now. Playoffs start tomorrow, but we don't know yet who we are playing. We'll find out later today.
360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive, host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio in the house.
Hey-o.
For this pre-playoff edition.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Good.
This is so amazing how this has all played out to still be one more day of baseball.
Yeah.
With games that affect us.
Yes. This was the scenario that I think everybody in the Brewers, and quite frankly, everybody else in baseball was rooting for.
Yeah.
Because you gotta play all 162, man. And if there was a scenario where, oh, well, don't make them go back to Atlanta, just have the Mets stay there and have the Braves go on to San Diego and everything's fine, there would have been an uproar. So thank goodness for that.
Would have started right here at this microphone.
Amen.
So lit some people up.
The thought is, okay, if you don't like playing this doubleheader and the Diamondbacks having to sit there on their hands and hope if they're going to play better, like win one more game. Like, I mean, it's just like all the losses that you shouldn't have lost. This is why it's so easy to sell. Okay, I know it's the middle of June and we don't want to overreact to this game, but every game does matter at the end of the year.
So basically, if one of the teams sweeps, so if the Mets win both games, they come back to Milwaukee.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, they go to California.
Here.
All right,
Time out. Okay, so if there's a sweep, that team goes to San Diego,
right. Yeah.
And then the Diamondbacks come here. So the Diamondbacks are rooting for a sweep.
Right.
If it's a split, which is the more likely scenario, the Mets turn around and come right back here, and Atlanta would go to San Diego, and Arizona is out.
And the reason a split would be more likely is because
you would use your ace, per se. So the Mets haven't announced who they're going to start in Game 1. They have Luis Severino available. The Mets have already said they're going to start Chris Sale in a Game 2 scenario, meaning, well, if they win Game 1 and they already punched their ticket, they don't need to use anybody in Game 2 and vice versa for the Mets. So that means Chris Sale will be starting Game 1 of the playoffs on Tuesday, and then the Mets have to figure out who they would want to throw for Game 2.
And how this plays out for the Brewers, as we said, we know for sure that we have a 4:32 p.m. start, first pitch at American Family Field tomorrow. We know Wednesday's game would be at 6:38 p.m., could be a Thursday game if needed. How this shakes out for the Brewers would be, and careful what you wish for, right?
Always.
You don't want to get too much of, well, we'd rather play this team with the other. Given the scenario that you just laid out about the Mets and how they might have to pitch this guy or that guy or play into, not to mention having flown from here to Atlanta, then Atlanta back to here, like, kind of ideally, you'd like to play the Mets.
Yeah, you'd like to play the Mets, and you'd like them to lose Game 1, because that means they have to use all their pitching just to make sure they get into the playoffs in Game 2. Everyone's mad, everyone's angry, and then they would finally come here tomorrow.
Yep.
And that, I also have no interest in seeing the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I get that, but look, the Brewers were maybe one decision away from sweeping them in Arizona, and then they already scarred them with an 8-run comeback here, and quite frankly, the Brewers did not play up to their snuff in those three games after. I mean, Willie got his first day off, and there were guys that were just, all right, well, there's nothing to play for. Just, we're the three seed. And then I think it would be a different mojo when you face the Diamondbacks. The Brewers, whoever it is, the Brewers should win a series.
Playoff baseball at American Family Field tomorrow, 4:32, first pitch.
I'm on tonight at 7 o'clock, Brewers Hunt for Brew October show presented by Delta Dental. 7 to 9, lots of coverage coming tonight.
And by then we'll know, right?
Yeah, hopefully. Gosh,
yeah,
extra
12,
innings. Could you imagine extra innings in a doubleheader today?
Awesome.
Yes, please.
Idea Man.
The way Xavier McKinney is tracking, Bilstead underestimated his own boldness, which when I first heard it, I was thinking he's crazy.
Innovative.
Hitter's intercepted for a fourth time in four games, McKinney.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
The fact that Bilstead is on track to be underbolded on the boldathon is just fascinating.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Shout out to Greg Pancake Hill, producer of the program, for updating the show open.
Yeah, Vinny, I think we have this. We're on the video screen, too, and I noticed you and I are kind of in normal and old boy's head. It doesn't fit on the screen. Is that so big with that prediction?
Eric, bold predictions, Bilstead. Getting smarter every week.
Yeah, wow. He was actually holding up the floor for me after he made that interception.
For you, yes. Eric was there, Tausch.
It's his Bilstead's his biggest fan. I think, obviously yesterday's game we'll get into, but the Xavier McKinney factor, he has been remarkable. And, we had Charles Woodson on discussing the impact that he's made and what he's done, even for a team that struggled on defense yesterday, to continue to create turnovers and obviously four interceptions already through 4 weeks. Bilstead's going to end up underselling his bold prediction of Xavier McKinney.
Hey, so what concerns you the most? The defense being sieve-like there to Sam Darnold, or potentially the kicker? I know Vince is a little worried about Narveson.
Jeez, man.
Where do we start?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the kicking game has been a concern. It continues to be a concern. And I'm guessing there's going to be some stuff that happens throughout the week. To what degree, I don't know. The question always is, who do you bring in if you end up making a move? And is that person... You can't just be a constant game of musical chairs. But for me yesterday, I told you guys Friday, I thought it was going to be tough sledding offensively in the first half, because you can't sit out a couple weeks and have an injury and you practice a little bit and just think you're going to jump into an NFL game against the 3-0 team with a defense that gets after you. I thought there'd be some struggles. I did not think yesterday needed to be a game that we saw Jeff Hafley's defense suffocate the Minnesota Vikings. That was nowhere close to happening. So to give up 28 points, and I know seven of them came via turnover, but early in the game, that's when you need, your offense going to struggle a little bit. That's when you need to shut that group down and get Sam Darnold uncomfortable. He had all day. First half, there was no pressure, and he just could sit back there. Anybody that has the pedigree of Darnold is going to be able to complete those throws. They're wide open. So I was really disappointed with how the defense came out yesterday and didn't allow you to kind of slowly grow into it on offense, because you look up and it's 21-0, and all of a sudden all of the run game and all the stuff that Matt LaFleur has been so good at is out the window, because now you're chasing the entire afternoon.
Tausch, how hard is it as a player, as an athlete, when you are getting boat raced as badly as we were, to keep your head in the game and stay positive? Guys say that all the time. We just got to stay positive. There comes a point. I know when I play sports, tennis, pickleball, golf, whatever, if I'm having a bad day, I'm like out. This is terrible. Not my day. Like, how tough is it for those guys to stay in the game and at least make a game of it?
Well, and that's probably why, no offense to you, Vinny, that's probably why you're not doing that at a professional level. You're playing rec tennis.
Yes.
It is difficult, and there are teams, and you know what? When your team stinks, you give in, and you allow. I mean, the year we went 4-12, the only game in my NFL career that I think was just a complete and utter debacle, we went up to Baltimore, fell behind, and we ended up getting beat, I think, 52-3, or it was something just unbelievable. You know what? Everybody got fired, and it was because you have to continue, and you'll always hear, well, it's your process. Don't look at the scoreboard. But that's always super easy to say. And then you look at the scoreboard and it's 28-0 and you're like, well, this process sucks. What are we going to do that's going to change? And you have to stick with that. And that's why I was super encouraged. And I said this on our postgame show last night. I'm encouraged the fact that you're playing a good team, and I undersold Minnesota. Their coach is really good. I still don't think they're going to be the team that wins this division, even though they're 4-0 and they're ahead of Green Bay. But they did what they needed to do yesterday. But Green Bay, sloppy. That's as bad of a first half as you're going to see this team play. And yet you're an onside kick away from having an opportunity. And you cut it to 6 with 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Right.
That shows great resiliency. That shows high character. That shows everything that you're looking for in your football team. And when you don't play your best, you still need to find ways to scrap out wins. And even with a tough loss the way it was, the attitude and the effort level from this team, you have to walk out of there encouraged as a Packer fan. And you don't have to say, well, that's a polluted mindset, losers, all that other stuff. That stuff matters. That attitude that you're talking about, Vince, that matters. And I thought we saw a lot of that yesterday. That will pay dividends down the road.
Mark Tauscher with us every morning at 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. Thanks, Tausch.
See you guys.
See you, bud.